It's Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Roman station today is Sant'Agostino, listed in the Roman Missal as Ad Sanctum Trifonem. Sant'Agostino is the church of St. Augustine of Hippo, built in the 13th century in the time of Honorius IV. It overwhelmed a smaller church nearby that had the relics of St. Trifon, a 3rd century saint from Phrygia in modern Turkey. At Sant'Agostino you find the tomb of St. Monica, Augustine's mother, transferred from Rome's port city Ostia, where she died while she and her son Augustine were waiting to return to North Africa after his baptism by St. Ambrose in Milan. From Preparation for Death by St. Alphonsus Liguori, Consideration 10, Means of Preparing for Death. Brother, since it is certain that you will die, go as soon as possible to the foot of the crucifix. Thank your crucified Redeemer for the time which in his mercy he gives you to settle the affairs of your conscience. Then review all the irregularities of your past life, particularly of your youth. Cast a glance at the commandments of God, examine yourself on the duties of the state of life in which you have lived, and on the society you have frequented, mark down in writing the sins you have committed, make a general confession of your whole life if you have not as yet made one. Oh, how much does a general confession contribute to regularity of life in a Christian! Consider that you have to settle accounts for eternity, and take care to adjust them as if you were on the point of rendering these accounts to Jesus Christ at judgment. Banish from your heart every sinful affection and every sentiment of rancor. Remove every ground of scruple on account of the injury done to the property or character of others, or of scandal to your neighbor, and resolve to fly from all those occasions in which you should be in danger of losing God. Remember that what now seems difficult will appear impossible at the hour of death. It is still more important for you to resolve to practice the means of preserving your soul in the state of grace. These means are hearing Mass every day, meditation on eternal truths, the frequentation of sacraments of penance and Eucharist at least every 8 days, and visit every day to the Most Holy Sacrament and to an image of the Divine Mother, attendance at her confraternity, spiritual reading, examination of conscience every evening, some special devotion to the Blessed Virgin, along with fasting every Saturday in her honor. Above all, resolve to recommend yourself frequently to God and to the Blessed Virgin, and frequently to invoke, in the time of temptations, the sacred names of Jesus and Mary. These are the names by which you will be able to secure a happy death and to obtain eternal life. The practice of these means will be for you a great sign of your predestination. And as to the past, trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, who now gives you these lights, because he desires your salvation, and trust in the intercession of Mary, who obtains these lights for you. Oh, if you adopt this mode of life, and place great confidence in Jesus and Mary, what aid will you receive from God, and what strength will your soul acquire? Dearly beloved reader, give yourself, then, instantly to God, who invites you, and begin to enjoy that peace of which you have been hitherto deprived through your own fault. And what greater peace can a soul enjoy than to be able to say, in going to rest at night, "Should death come this night, I hope to die in the grace of God." How happy the man who, amid the terrors of thunder or of earthquakes, is prepared to accept death with resignation, should God be pleased to send it.